Before we begin today's Revive Our Hearts, Nancy Lee DeMoss remembers being surprised one evening.
The Lord has surprised us many times during past True Woman conferences. For example, as we got ready for True Woman 12, we knew the women inmates at a prison in Arkansas were praying for the conference. As they prayed for each attendee by name, they made a new link on a prayer chain and wrote their prayer out on that link. But there's no way we could have anticipated what it would feel like when that whole chain, thousands of links, finally appeared on the opening night of the conference.
The chain is made up of links with prayers written out. Your name is on this chain.
The most inspirational thing to me was the prayer chain from the women at McPherson Correctional Facility.
And prisoners have written a prayer for you on the link of the chain to create more than 35,000 links.
And the chain stretched all the way around, up and down the aisles.
It went on forever.
It looked like half a mile of chain that had been stretched out.
And it was just really neat to know that all those prayers had been offered up to God's throne on our behalf.
And it was so heartwarming, writing the names of all those women, and I was thinking, my name is on that chain somewhere. And it just touched me so deeply.
We've made arrangements for this event to be live streamed into the prison and for women to be able to participate. And I think we've got, say hi to them.
And I still tear up when I look at the video of what happened that night and how God moved in such a sweet way. Now as we make plans for True Woman 14, we're asking the Lord once again to do more than we could ever ask or think. We've invited a number of speakers, including Pastor Jim Cimbala, Janet Parshall, Johnny Erickson Tata, Angie Smith will be joining us, Lauren Chandler, and others. But most important, we're asking the Lord to be there, to meet with us in a powerful way, and to help women find greater freedom and fullness and fruitfulness in Christ. Well, True Woman 14 is coming to Indianapolis next October, and it's not too early to make your plans to attend. Between now and this November 25th, you can get $50 off your registration. Now that's the lowest price we've ever offered for a True Woman event. So let me encourage you to get a group together from your church or your area and say, let's plan now to go to True Woman 14. You can get all the details or register yourself or your group at reviveourhearts.com.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Tuesday, November 12th. Nancy will pick up the conversation she began yesterday. We're in day two of a four-day series called Looking Back After 80 Years.
I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to talk with my dear friend Kay Arthur this week, who, as we air this, is celebrating her 80th birthday. The birthday was yesterday. We actually had this conversation several weeks ago. And as Kay was anticipating her birthday, she's been such a blessing to so many of our listeners, to me personally. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity to honor this woman of God and for our listeners to have a chance to learn from her life. So, Kay, welcome back to Revive Our Hearts, and happy birthday week, by the way.
Thank you so much. Can I tell you a story because of your desire for your listeners?
Yes, please.
When I got saved at the age of 29, then I told God I'd go back to my husband that I was divorced from, although he was not a believer, that I would go back to him because I knew God hated divorce. And he committed suicide. So then I married Jack. So we get married. We go to Mexico. I have two boys. David is born down there in Mexico, where we're missionaries for 3.5 years. And we had to leave the mission field because I became ill with a heart condition. But anyway, I was sitting there, and I was working with teenagers. They're coming to know the Lord, and I'm teaching them the Word of God. And I'm sitting there that morning, rocking and nursing David. And I get upset with the Lord, and I said, Lord, where were you when I was a teenager? You know, why didn't you let somebody like me come to me when I was a teenager. Why didn't you send somebody to tell me the word like I'm telling these teenagers the word? And God just spoke to my heart. I've never heard any audible voices or anything, but he just spoke to my heart and said, if you will, I saved you when I wanted to save you. And if you will quit complaining and share your story, I will use it to help others.
Hmm.
So here we are.
And he certainly has done that.
Isn't it amazing?
It is an amazing grace is what it's all about, not just for our younger years, but as we get older as well. As you look back, I'm sure you're reflecting as you turn 80 here, and that's a special marker birthday. I love these markers, and I love to reflect back on what the Lord has done and where he's brought me. But I'm just wondering, Kay, are there any maybe two or three people, friends or mentors or encouragers that have been a key influence in your life and maybe have helped you love the Lord or love his word or have been used in some special way in your life as you think back on it?
My primary mentors in my early days was one, a guy that I started dating after I became a Christian. And he brought me the Phillips translation of the New Testament. And he brought me biographies of great Christians. So I read Hudson Taylor, Robert Murray McShane, Andrew Murray, Madame Guyon, and many, many others. Those were my mentors, Isabel Kuhn. And those biographies were the ones that mentored me in those early days. Plus the Word of God. I would say that the people that I have worked with in this ministry since God started Precept Ministries, the friends that he has brought into my life that are still my friends, the people that have loved me warts and all and have been faithful friends, Jan Silvius, Billy Campbell, Tommy Hamill. So I could go to all these people and tell you that each one of them, just by their lives and just by their patience with me and their partnership and the young people that I had an opportunity to teach the Word of God to and have seen grow up and become godly wives and godly husbands and wonderful parents. That's what I would have to say is who's mentored me. I wouldn't. There's no individual that has sat down and said, okay, now I'm the discipler, you're the disciplee. You know,
so much of that happens just in the course of living life and doing life with other believers. And you have become that mentor and friend to countless people whose names you won't know this side of eternity. And I know a lot of those women would like to thank you. And let me just insert here that if you've been influenced through Kay's life in ministry, if she's been one of those friends to you, and you'd like to send her a birthday greeting, or you'd like to let her know how her ministry has influenced your life, you can go to reviveourhearts.com and go to the transcript of today's program. There's a comment blog at the bottom of that transcript. And if you'll just write your comment or your testimony or your word of greeting to Kay, we'll be sure and send those on to her at the end of this week. So, Kay, thank you for becoming that friend and encourager and mentor to so many of us that you've influenced over the years.
Thank you. I want to tell you about one couple, Mia, M-I-A, and Costel Oglici. They're from Romania. And years ago, I went out to speak at the Campus Crusades International School of Theology. And God led me to give a very gripping illustration of the suffering of a man from Romania. And when I finished, and it was a luncheon followed that. When I finished, this woman came up to me and when I finished teaching, and she said, you know, what you say about Romania is true. She said, but these people don't believe you. They don't really understand. And I said, how do you know? And she said, I'm from Romania. When she told me that, she told me she was from Romania. I said, Romania? I said, I want to go to Romania, but my board won't let me go because they're afraid I'll end up in prison. And I said, but you can go for me. I said, you and your husband can learn these Bible studies here. And I took a book, every book on that table from, you know, that whatever I had, and I gave it to her. And I said, you can translate these into Romanian, and you can teach them, and my heart's passion can be fulfilled. And this is before the Iron Curtain came down. They had been raised in Romania. They had prayed and prayed and prayed, Lord, take these churches that are now, you know, civil halls and bring them back to be churches. Lord, put the gospel on radio and television, and you know, so this was their prayer. And then in this one incident, when I pray about, God, what am I to speak on? What am I to say? And he gives me this illustration, and he connects me to this woman. He answers her prayer. Do you know that they are in charge of our whole Eurasian ministry?
Wow.
Do you know that of all the people in my life, they are the greatest example to me of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and to make disciples of others? We are in 185 countries, many of them because of that couple. We're in 70 languages or maybe more, many of them because of that couple. And here they are, just this little couple from Romania, and coming over burdened for their people. And this is what God did. So I just, you know, when you ask me about mentors, I was the one that was led of God to, and my husband, to bring them on staff. But I brought on staff people that are far more capable than I am, far more consecrated than I am, and an example to me, a precious, precious example to me. So don't ever get bigger than your britches. You know, and you have to just watch for what God, how God is weaving your life together with others to accomplish his kingdom purposes.
Well, Kay, if you're known for anything, it's for getting people into the Word and teaching them how to study God's Word. And you have just such an amazing life message. This is not theoretical for you. This is something you live. And I've seen this again and again over the years as we've talked. You just kind of bleed the Word, you know, you touch you and the Word comes out. And I love that. As you think back now over 50 years of studying God's Word, digging into it, what do you see as the benefits and the blessings of accumulated years of studying God's Word, some of these same passages over and over and over again? What difference has that made in your life?
Well, it's made an enormous difference. In fact, I think it's the difference between being a doctor and a patient in your Christianity. If you know the Word, his words are spirit and they are life. And do you remember the end of Deuteronomy when Moses came and spoke all these words and the song to the hearing of the people?
Yes.
And then he said, take to your heart all the words with which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons to observe carefully. This is what you're doing in your radio program. Even all the words of this law, for it is not an idle word for you. Indeed, it is your life. And by this word, you will prolong your days in the land. In other words, if you live the way I tell you to live, you're going to live longer in the promised land. When you disobey is when you're going to get in trouble and be cast out. So I would say that most people today, I believe, are failing in their Christian walk or are weak or sickly or incapacitated because they don't know God. in Daniel 11:32b, it says, but the people, and it's in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, which was a horrible time for the Jewish people. It says, but the people who know their God will be able to stand firm and take action to do exploits for God.
Well, as you're sharing, Kay, I know that our listeners, one takeaway for sure is that the Word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is not dry. It is not boring. And I think a lot of people have that impression of the Scripture, that it's dry and boring. And one of the things I'm reminded as I listen to you is that people who think that way about the Scripture probably aren't reading it, probably aren't living in it as you have. And it sounds like one of the reasons the Scripture has so come alive to you is because you are in it. You're spending time in it. You're reading it, studying it over and over again. And that's how the Word takes on greater meaning in your life. Is that right?
It's exactly true. You know, the problem is we live in a busy, busy world, and I'll match my schedule with anybody's. Okay, so we live in a busy world, but we have to carve out time. We've got to sit at His feet, and when we sit at His feet and we listen to Him, it really, in a sense, expands our time. You know, we all only have 24 hours, but it expands, it makes our time more efficient. It gives me a confidence. It helps me move on because I know, hey, God's got that covered, or, okay, this friend acted nasty, but God knows, you know, or I know they didn't mean it or whatever. In other words, I know how to handle life. And this is why I'm so keen on people studying inductively. And by inductively, I mean that they go to the Word of God themselves. One of the things that distresses me is when I hear women ministry leaders saying, oh, don't do precept if you have young children. Well, we all had young children. We were all raised, you know, on precept. And I had a son of my old age, so I had children. And to say, don't study it that way, it's too hard. It's not too hard. It just takes time. But you're spending time sitting at the feet of God. He gave us 66 books, Nancy, and I keep saying to people, if He gave us 66 books, precious ones, how many do you think He wants us to know?
Yeah, right.
And they say 66, and I said, yes, and you've got to know it. And God speaks book by book by book. Every book has a purpose. Every book has a structure. Every book has a message. And it's not that you just want to get the general message. You want those words, which are spirit and life, to come alive in you, to guide you. I love Psalm 119, verse 102 says this, I have not turned aside from your ordinances. For you yourself have taught me. And see, to turn aside from His ordinances is even when I carry guilt or when I don't think God's forgiven me. You've written an excellent book on forgiveness. But when I think, you know, God hasn't forgiven me, or I say, oh, well, I can't forgive myself. You know, we've got to know and believe God. And the more we know Him, the better able we are to believe Him. And then the more we are able to walk as more than a conqueror. You know, and He talks about overcomers. And in Revelation, in the letters to the churches, everyone ends with a message to the overcomer. An overcomer is not a super Christian. An overcomer is a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're an overcomer. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. 1 John says, even our faith. It's taking God at His word. But you can't do that if you don't know it.
So, Kay, as you get into your day and into the Word, not just when you're writing studies for other people, but give us a glimpse into what your time looks like with the Lord in His Word as you sit at His feet. Do you have a special place you go for that? Is there a particular time? And can you give us a little glimpse into what that looks like for you?
I sure can. When I get up, I make myself a cup of coffee. And I go and I have my Bible there, I have my marking pens, and I have two chairs. I'll sit in one or the other depending on the sun and how bright it is. And I can tell you this, that it's in my bedroom. My bedroom's pretty. I've made it pretty and calm and that. And if you like pretty, I think you ought to have a pretty place in the house for you to meet with the Lord. And whatever you need to do to make it what's pretty to you, make it pretty to you. But I get in, I sit down in that chair, and I go, oh, Lord. Because that's where I'm meeting with him. Now, today, I reluctantly left that bedroom to come into the parlor because I didn't want to turn on the light at 4 o'clock in the morning and wake my husband. But that's what I do. So then I open the Word of God, and I begin reading. Now, I have had people in olden days say, you know, when you're having your quiet time, you can't study the Word. Because that's not spiritual. You've got to read devotional. And I think, what do you mean you can't study the Word? It's God's Word. Mm-hmm. God's speaking. These are words that He has breathed, that He has written, that are your life, of course. Spend it in the Word. And so I spend it in the Word. I pray as God leads me. I have Precept Ministries puts out for our E-team, our Epaphroditus team, a prayer list of something to pray for every day. I have that. I have Marlee Spiker's prayer list for, I think it's Women of Hope. So I have those two prayer lists that I do just for the day. I also have a little book called On This Day, and it's written by Robert Morgan, and it's stories from history of what happened on those days, Christian history. And so I love biographies, and I love to hear the stories of my brothers and sisters, and I learn from it. I don't always read out of it every day because many times I don't have time. I keep a pad and pencil there, and I write down anything that comes to my mind, because wherever I go and speak, I don't bring the same message. It's, Lord, what do you want me to say, you know, in North Carolina next week? What do you want me to say in Arizona? So I keep a pad and paper, or I fold up a piece of paper and keep it in my Bible, and I write down anything that comes to mind so that I don't forget it. I'm going to be 80. And as you're listening, girls, I'm 80 right now, so pray for me. So that's what I'm doing. I'm asking God. One of the verses is out of Psalm 90, and it talks about 70, the average lifespan, perhaps 80.
And the Lord has blessed you with 80.
Yeah, and then it says, so teach me to number my days, that I might have a heart for wisdom. The New American Standard says, so that I might present to you a heart of wisdom. The ESV says, so that I might have a heart of wisdom. Wisdom is handling life God's way. It's and it's based on knowledge. So we get the knowledge through the Word of God, and then, you know, as you read Proverbs and you just mark through everything he says about wisdom, you know, it's just incredible. And so then I know, how do I do this? How do I handle this? I ask him to forgive me. One of the things I've been doing is searching my heart, and I tell you, you know, I think, Lord, no wonder you haven't taken me home yet. You have so much more refining for to do in my life. And I look, Nancy, at all the dumb things I've done and that. And then I have to go through the exercise of, okay, that was dumb. You know it. You love me. I will learn from it. I will press on. There's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. And it says, I have as my ambition, whether in this body or out of this body, to be pleasing to the Lord. And so if I get uptight with my husband, you know, then I'm going to go right back and ask him to forgive me.
You know, Kay, one of the things I so appreciate about you is that as long as I've known you, you never just coast. You are intentional about seeking the Lord and not drifting spiritually. And I'm going to cut us off here because I'm watching the clock and we are out of time for today, but I want to carry on this conversation tomorrow. And I want to talk about this whole thing of aging, how you view that and how you stay intentional, stay fresh, stay in the battle. And I have some questions about that. I know some of our listeners do as well. So we're going to pick up this conversation tomorrow and talk about what's on your heart at the age of 80 and how do you get there and be fruitful and full of life as you are. I so thank the Lord for that. And remember, if you want to leave a birthday greeting or a word of encouragement or testimony for Kay about what she has meant in your life, go to the bottom of today's transcript, go to the comment blog and put your words there, and we'll be sure and pass those on to Kay at the end of this week. Please join us tomorrow as we continue this conversation with Kay Arthur right here on Revive Our Hearts.
Thanks, Nancy. Kay Arthur and Nancy Lee DeMoss have been encouraging us to be women of God's Word, faithfully serving all our days. Do you find conversations like these motivating and helpful? Would you help us continue providing this kind of encouragement to you and to other women who need this message? We're only able to provide Revive Our Hearts each weekday thanks to listeners who believe in the podcast and give to make the ministry possible. When you support the ministry with a gift of any size, we'll show our thanks by sending you a book by our guest, Kay Arthur. It's called Discover the Bible for Yourself. Kay will show you how to read, mark, and study God's Word so you know what it means. You'll find introductions for each book of the Bible. There are also tools like maps and word studies. Kay will explain how to use them. When you support Revive Our Hearts with your gift, ask for Discover the Bible for Yourself. Donate online at reviveourhearts.com or call 1-800-569-5959 and ask for the book. Again, it's 1-800-569-5959. Well, Kay Arthur isn't afraid to tell you her age. She'll explain how she's approaching her later years tomorrow. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.